My name is Paul Anderson, and I am the Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer at Greenstone Farm Credit Services. My roles and responsibility primarily focus on the leading of our loan underwriting department for basically approving the loans and collecting them through the course of time.
Each year, Greenstone does compile a list of land values in different types of agricultural land use. Coming out on some of the trends for Michigan, can you share a little bit more about the 2018 report?
Michigan has a wide range of land and land uses, so we correspondingly have a wide range of outcome here from a year-over-year changes here being a 7.7% decrease here in the northern thumb of Michigan to a 6.3% increase in southwest Michigan in some of our irrigated land is what our evaluation concluded.
Land values across Michigan, what are some of the ranges as well as maybe some of your other reach outside of the state?
Our reach outside of the state would include northeast Wisconsin, where we have a franchise territory. And the land values there are mostly stable. If you were to summarize the market, is that the land values are remaining fairly stable overall, with that range of change being, like I say, a 7.7% decrease to an increase of 6.3%, and on average about maybe a 1% to 2% contraction year over year. But it's a fairly stable market over this past year. With good land selling well, it all comes down to location and the quality of the land. Good land is selling well. We are seeing a little bit of softening in what we call our lower quality soil profiles that are cropland.
The major decrease in Michigan happening in the thumb, which is primarily cropland as well as dairy. What are some of the factors seeing some of those decreases over there?
Well, to put it in context there, for example, the cash crop benchmark in the northern thumb of Michigan, we tracked land values here going back to 2006. We've seen a three-year decrease in the thumb area in Saginaw Valley area of about 14%. It's been a very gradual decline, but this comes after a run-up in the market in the northern thumb of 120% increase in land values from 2006 to 2018. And a similar run-up of about 84% increase since 2006 in the Saginaw Valley area. So while we've had a decrease in those markets here over that three-year period, as I talked about, we are still well above those 2006 land values. So land has been a very good investment for farmers here over the last 12-year period of time. Factors contributing to some of the recent decline, as you would expect here, is as we came off of a decade of record high profitability in agriculture and high commodity prices, is that corn, soybeans, sugar beets, and then dairy, of course, here in the last 4 years have seen below trend line type prices, and that's starting to weigh on the market as land values are adjusted. The market is, in summary, reacting very rationally here to the change of gross revenue opportunities in the form of lower commodity prices. That's the main driver. A little bit of additional weight that's going on to this here that we'll probably start to see or we're looking forward is interest rates. As interest rates climb and commodity prices fall, the combination of those two things for a rational purchaser of land, that puts a cap on how much you can afford to pay for that land. So those are a couple factors that are really starting to weigh on some of what we call the corrective actions that have occurred in the marketplace here over the last 3 years in some of these high-priced land rent areas of the Thumb of Michigan and Saginaw Valley.
You've also been following the price for Michigan's dairy industry as the state has continued to see contraction this year and over the past 4 years. What have been some of the dairy results?
Over that last 3 year period, the change that we've seen in the dairy benchmarks has been about a 12% contraction for what we call our large dairy, which is about 1,600 freestalls on a 40-acre site is kind of our benchmark farm. So again, with milk prices having fallen significantly since 2014, and with the processing capacity challenges here in Michigan, the corresponding value of those dairy facilities has dropped.
Have you seen that all come through on some sale prices in the last year or four?
Yes, the last year's sale prices here with our benchmark farm showed about a 5.5% reduction in value, following a reduction in 2017 of a 7.6% reduction. So the cumulative effect there over that two-year period there, when you do the math, is about 13.1% contraction in values. So low milk prices at the mailbox is starting to be felt here in the value of some of these facilities when they go up for sale.
Paul, these numbers compiled by Greenstone. What's the process and where's the data being collected from?
The process that's used is that our appraisal department collects actual sales of land and real estate and buildings throughout the course of the year. And what we do there is that, I'm just going to read here. No, we compile a market data along with customer data to determine the annual benchmark land values to be used in completing accurate and current appraisals. The varying agriculture land uses, as well as recreational land and home sites, commercial and industrial developments, requires values to be determined at a localized level. We tie these localized levels into the form of a benchmark analysis, which is basically an 80-acre tract of real estate for bare land. And of course, I referenced the earlier large dairy facility and a small dairy facility, which is a 1,600 cow dairy on 40 acres and then a 60 cow dairy on a 40-acre site. And we used actual sales against that theoretical farm to arrive at these land values that I've referenced.
Any idea on how some of these Michigan numbers do compare across other states in the Midwest?
Pretty comparable. What you've seen throughout the Midwest in the various articles and information that we have access to, either internally within the Farm Credit System or through the Federal Reserve and USDA, is that the market continues to make what we call a very managed, slow correction in values, i.e. they've come down slightly from the peak of the market when you look throughout the Midwest. The corrections that we've seen in the Michigan market are very comparable to what we've seen in Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota and other parts of Wisconsin there in the Midwest.
When it comes to the decision to buy or sell before the end of this year, any last advice for farmers that might be in that situation?
Understand your specific situation and what your motivation is for either buying or selling. Understand your local market. If you're buying, understand what you can afford to pay in cash flow. If you are selling, understand and go to the experts in the industry, realtors, auctioneers, or others to obtain an idea of the value of what your particular parcel should be worth in the marketplace. That's the best advice we can have there, of set reasonable expectations on the buyer and seller side as you enter into the end of the year. The other factor, of course, as always, is that when you start to sell something, is that understand the income tax ramifications of selling this year or next year when you weigh out all those things and make a decision.
And Paul, any last comments to leave us with?
We are slightly surprised that the market correction has been this gradual, which is an indication of the financial strength of a lot of farmers out there in the community, and that they see value long-term in real estate, and that's why the corrections in the marketplace has been very gradual, and we have no reason to conclude that it's going to not be anything different than what the trend has been for the last several years here, which is a stable to slightly correcting marketplace, is what we're foreseeing here for 2019.